7. The excretory system. The function of the excretory system consists of collecting waste substances from the blood and expelling them from the body. These substances come from cell activity and can be toxic for the cell. 7.1. Anatomy of the excretory system. The excretory system is made up of the kidneys and the urinary tract. Kidneys. They are two bean-shaped organs located in the lumbar region on either side of the spine. They are responsible for filtering and cleaning the blood and producing urine. In a lengthwise cross-section of the kidney, we can see the following parts. The cortex, or outer region. It has a reddish, grainy appearance. The medulla, divided into pyramid-shaped sections. The renal pelvis, a funnel-shaped cavity which the pyramid-shaped sections of the medulla flow into. It is responsible for collecting urine produced by the kidney. Nephrons. Each kidney contains more than 1 million microscopic structures called nephrons. Each nephron consists of a glomerulus formed by a ball of blood capillaries, which is surrounded by the Bowman's capsule. This in turn leads into a renal tubule, which flows into a collecting duct along with the tubules from other nephrons. Urinary tract. It is responsible for transporting urine outside of the body from the kidneys. It is made up of the ureters, the urinary bladder, and the urethra. The ureters are tubes which flow from the renal pelvis and carry urine continuously to the urinary bladder, the muscular organ which stores it. When the bladder is full, the body feels the urge to urinate. The urethra is the tube through which urine is expelled. 7.2. Urine formation. Urine is a liquid formed by water and waste substances. It is produced in the nephrons in a three-stage process: filtration, reabsorption, and secretion. Filtration takes place in the glomerulus, where water and small dissolved molecules such as minerals, glucose, amino acids, or toxic substances are filtered through the capillary walls. All these substances form primary urine, which is collected in the Bowman's capsule before moving through the renal tubule. Reabsorption. Along the renal tubule, most of the substances in primary urine are reabsorbed and returned to the blood. 98% of the water is reabsorbed, along with all of the glucose and amino acids and a large part of the mineral salts. Secretion takes place in the last part of the renal tubule. It involves the transfer of some salts from the capillaries to the inside of the tubule, forming urine, which empties into the collecting duct. Urine moves from the nephrons to the renal pelvis and from there to the ureter, which takes it to the bladder, where the urine stays until it is expelled. 7.3. Excretory organs. Other organs participate in the excretion process, such as the lungs, which expel carbon dioxide produced during cellular respiration. The sweat glands, which are distributed all over the skin and excrete sweat through the pores. Sweat is similar to diluted urine and is produced by filtering the blood in the capillaries, which are close to the gland. As well as being a waste product, it has a role in temperature regulation, since it absorbs heat from the skin when it evaporates and, in doing so, reduces body temperature. The liver. as well as taking part in digestion and other metabolic processes. It acts as an excretory organ of some substances, such as bile pigments produced from the breakdown of red blood cells or certain medicines, which are excreted with the bile.